It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Seat this morning. Miss Monica is over there running the iPad, and our guest is Lee Schrader. Good morning.
Good morning, Neva.
Always good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Well, we're honored and privileged to have you. We're so grateful for our guests that come in day after day and have been for years and years. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send it to our email, hourofpower@cable1.net, or you can post it right on the Facebook page, and about halfway through the program, we'll stop, and we will pray for those needs. Our Facebook sponsor today is Barbara Dyson Ford here in Elk City, and we appreciate each one of our sponsors so very much. We record in two parts, and it'll be posted over on our website, therockchristianmusic.com, when the program is over. And if you have a friend that doesn't have Facebook or you want to go back and listen sometime, just go there, therockchristianmusic.com, click on Hour of Power, and then go to the day that you missed or that you want to hear. I think maybe I have covered everything, Lee, so will you pray to start us out?
I will, and I want to go ahead and just read the prayer that I like to quote, that yes, I do have memorized. But you know, I never memorized it by memorizing it. I memorized it by just by saying it over and over and over and over and over again. Just kind of like, you know, when you go to a football game and they say the Lord's Prayer, everybody can say the Lord's Prayer. Mm-hmm. Very few people have ever tried to memorize it. You just by repetition say, that's a little lesson right there. But anyway, let's read here in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, and this is my prayer for this morning. It's all about us having revelation, Monica. Let's read here. Paul says in verse 15 of Ephesians 1, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. So there's a particular group of people he's praying for. That's who this prayer applies to. That's us this morning. That's those listening this morning. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So Paul's praying that you would have revelation and that you would have wisdom to be able to, with that revelation, to interpret the knowledge of God. So knowledge is a good thing, wisdom is a good thing, and revelation is the best, okay? Revelation of God's will. It's revealed in his word. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, so that the light comes on. The light's coming on today. It's coming on. Switching it on. David Ingalls has a song called Keep the Switch of Faith Turned On. Mm. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Cast not away your confidence. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Do-do-do-do. Okay. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. So that revelation and that wisdom and that knowledge, the revealing of that wisdom and that knowledge, is measured by the power that he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Okay? Which he wrought in Christ, verse 20, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things of the church, which is his body, the fullest of him that filleth all in all. So, Father, we thank you for revelation this morning. We thank you, Father, for revelation in my heart, Neva's heart, Monica's heart. Everybody that's listening, all those people that watch online, and they say, good morning, Monica. Good morning, Eva. And they reply with, good morning, so-and-so. Good morning, Eva. Or, so all y'all, and everybody that's going to hear this, that'll listen to this when I post it later and when this broadcast gets posted later, you have revelation right now. You have revelation. God's going to reveal his will to us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.
Amen.
May I borrow my card there for just a minute?
You
I want
sure
to say
can.
This correctly. We prayed, but it didn't work. That's a big question a lot of people have. And I gave Neva some scriptures to put down, but I want to go out of order. And I want to start in Colossians chapter 2 and start with verse 1. And I'm just going to go ahead and get ahead of myself and steal this thunder from the scripture that's going to say it. Some things that Jesus is going to say, and he's going to tell them why they don't get their prayers answered. Why? Basically, it's why somebody didn't get healed. That's the big thing. Mm-hmm. You know, Neva was, I mentioned her to the title, and we were kind of chuckling, not in a malicious kind of way, but she was relating a story. Well, just go ahead and tell me that again.
Well, someone kind of close to me when we were talking about, I really believe that God is going to heal Joe. This is when he first got out of the hospital with cancer. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, I know a lot of good Christian people that have had cancer.
There you go.
And they suffered and died.
Yeah. And they had faith.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And that's what I'm here to good tell you.
Good Christian people that have been in church all their life.
Yeah. Don't matter if you've been baptized. Don't matter if you've been gone to the first church or the whatever or the second church or the whoever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're a Baptist, Pentecostal, Catholic, or whatever. It matters. It comes down to whether or not you have faith that God can heal you or not.
That's right.
That's what it comes down to. And the biggest argument people have is, well, it's like Neva just said, well, sister so-and-so, she believed God, she died. Well, no, she didn't. If she died and she was saying and she was believing that she was healed, the problem was not on God's end. Mm-hmm. Okay? In fact, put your finger in Colossians chapter 2, Monica, in your Bible over there. And go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Let's just go ahead and just deal with something right now. Because I'm going to tell you a story that I've told here before, and it's an episode I had.